wouldn't be at a disadvantage. If not, the prices would rise even more for those vehicles. A number of car makers, including General Motors and Toyota, say the tariffs on cars could also lead to a lot of job losses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, we're learning that Amazon will include Whole Foods Market in its annual Prime Day coming up July 16th. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to North Korea this week. That's according to the White House. Pompeo is set to meet July 5th with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was asked what this meeting is all about.
The president is going to make it very clear through Mike Pompeo to the North Koreans. You said you were going to denuclearize. Now either you're going to do it or you're not. And if you're not going to do it voluntarily, we're going to do it for you. And I think it's going to be a very stern and a very serious message that this is not a game. We're not the Obama administration. We're not the Clintons. We're not the Bushes. This is an administration that is fully prepared to do whatever it takes to keep that peninsula safe. And it can never be safe. It can never be stable as long as North Korea is developing nuclear weapons. And I think that's exactly what the Secretary of State is going to be saying to Kim Jong-un.
Huckabee also addresses what he believes will happen if, in fact, the North Koreans are not destroying nuclear weapons.
Then I think Secretary of State Pompeo gifts him an Apple Watch and tells him that the time is ticking, and before the battery on that watch runs out, he'd better have things underway because we're not going to be patient forever.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1985 when the movie Back to the Future was released. Of course, we all remember that featured that 1981 DeLorean, DMC-12. For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm co-host Skip Coriel. Ooh-rah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot at the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief, as I did, check their website, UnitedPatriots.org. All right, here's what we have for you this hour. We'll start by learning about how TAPS helps military survivors. Then we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed American Report. Troops, we welcome your comments and questions. Contact us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now, it's a privilege to discuss TAPS. That's the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors with their founder and president, Bonnie Carroll. Bonnie is a retired United States Air Force Reserve major and the surviving spouse of Brigadier General Tom Carroll, a former staffer in the Reagan and Bush White Houses. She started TAPS after losing her husband. She's also the 2015 recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Bonnie.
Great. Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
You know, Bonnie, that is quite the intro that you have there. You know, I feel like I should genuflect just being in your presence, even though it's just on the telephone.
Well, back at you, and thank you for your service, and thank you for what you're doing and for what your listeners have given to this country.
For the benefit of our listeners, tell us about your time in the military. What did you do?
Great. Well, I joined actually first the Air National Guard and came in enlisted. I made it up to staff sergeant in the Air National Guard and then was able to attain a commission, spent the majority of my officer career as a logistics officer, and the highlight of that was 8 years commanding a motor pool, which I dearly loved, and my heart is still with my motor pool crew. I left that to leave the Air National Guard to go into the Air Force Reserve to spend 2 years as Chief of Casualty Operations at Headquarters Air Force as a reservist. That was after my husband had been killed and my life had turned in that direction of being very aware of casualty operations. I'd also lost two of my airmen, one to a heart attack and one to suicide. So seeing it from both sides just made me so conscious of service and sacrifice.
Oh,
at the end
yeah.
of my career, I actually served in the Pentagon after 9/11 and was mobilizing airmen to go into the air war and then volunteered as a Department of the Army civilian and spent a year in Iraq on the reconstruction and working with the Ministry of Communications. So lots of time in service, but I'm very, very grateful to have worn the uniform of our country for over 30 years and to be with you today to talk about it. So thanks.
Oh, Bonnie, that is just awesome. I love to hear just about your military service. But I'm particularly interested in your husband. Tell me about your life with your husband.
Oh, because, you know, I'm just so proud of him. He entered the Army right out of high school, and that was really to follow in his father's footsteps. His father had been in World War II and was at the landing at Normandy on D-Day and was actually cited for his heroic actions, nominated for the Medal of Honor for his actions that day, and was tragically then killed in a National Guard plane crash when my husband was just 15 years old. So
you're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm co-host Skip Coriel. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Bonnie Carroll, the founder and president of TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. Bonnie, you mentioned that TAPS, did you say 80,000 families? Is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, we actually just got our list from Army Casualty down at Fort Knox. Received that yesterday, and there were 65 names on it who are today grieving the death of their loved one in the Army. And you know what's important to remember about that? It is not about the manner of the death or the geography. It's about the life and the service. Mm-hmm. It's honoring all who have stepped forward to wear the cloth of this nation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the new families that are coming in now, are they training accidents, or are they, you know, somewhere else in the world? What do you see coming right now?
You know, we see a very high rate, tragically, of suicide loss.
Oh.
We also see accidents and illness.
Mm-hmm.
Very high rate right now of deaths due to illnesses and cancers as a result of toxic exposures.
Mm-hmm.
That is on a dramatic increase. So that's tough. That's after folks have come home. If they were guard and reserve, they may not be in a duty status at the time of their death or their illness. They may have gotten out of the military and not even realize that this sudden cancer is a result of their exposure to burn pits, to armor on vehicles, the mm-hmm. depleted uranium, or of other toxins. So we help families, after a loss occurs, establish a line of duty, which gives the family, the widow, and the kids those benefits that they may not know they're eligible for. We also can honor their loved one's service.
Now, how exactly does TAPS work?
Whenever someone dies in the military, their family is told that there is support and resources available to them that complements what the government can offer. You know, as General Martin Dempsey, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who's on our board of directors, so beautifully says, the military and the government do a beautiful job of rendering honors, administering benefits, providing the final resting place, but the support and the additional resources and the ongoing comfort must come from peers.
Yeah.
It must come outside that government structure. The TAPS is the natural complement. So we have survivors now who are peer mentors, who are at least a year, 2 years beyond their own loss, who we can train to now walk alongside someone newly bereaved. We have wonderful caseworkers who can help with emergency financial support, who can navigate complicated benefits, who can ensure kids get all the education benefits they're entitled to. It goes on and on. We have a 24/7 helpline, which is fantastic. We've got our website at TAPS.org and our social media at TAPS.org, which people can check out, and it's a portal into just unlimited resources and comfort and care.
Bonnie, it's really quite amazing what you're doing. You are doing something that's filling a huge void because, like you said, it's emotional when someone dies. And, you know, I recall when my father died, he was a Korean War vet. You know, he had a military funeral and the 21-gun salute. And then at the end, when they played Taps, oh, even now, just remember, I'm 61 years old. I remember that bugle, and it just, I'm almost crying now, just remembering it. And I guess my question is, the name Taps, you know, how did you come up with that name?
Oh, okay. Well, first, thank you for your father's service. And, you know, the Taps being that bugle call is just absolutely iconic in American culture. And whether you're in the military or out, you know what that means. You know those mournful notes. So it was really taking that word and bringing it into this organization, which are honoring the families. And so I have to admit that we did work backwards from those four letters into our acronym. And it's very easy to understand. When you see the folded flag and when you hear the name Taps, you understand exactly who we are and that we are caring for the families of America's fallen heroes.
Yeah. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing Taps with their founder, Bonnie Carroll. Now, Bonnie, some other questions I have. Do persons who seek your assistance need to be in the immediate family of a deceased service member, or can that include like nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, other extended family?
Well, actually, it's way beyond that. It's everyone. You know, grief is not a mental illness. It isn't a physical injury. I wish we could just take a pill and resolve it. But grief is a result of love.
Yes.
And we honor and care for all those grieving the death of a military loved one. And that can be a high school best friend. It can be a girlfriend. It can be next door neighbor. It can be anybody and everybody who is honoring a life lived in service to this country and who is heartbroken at the death of their loved one.
Bonnie, I'm so glad that you do that because there's so many people out there who love our military members, and I'm glad that you don't exclude anyone at all. Now, Bonnie, Taps, it's a 501c3 nonprofit, and that means that you do accept donations to keep Taps going. How do listeners plug into Taps? How would they donate?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. A lot of people think we're a government agency, but we're entirely profit. No government funding whatsoever. Everything we do for the families of America's fallen heroes is done through the generosity of citizens in this great country who understand service and sacrifice. So folks can visit our website at taps.org to easily make a donation. They can go online at taps.org, our social media, or they can call us 24/7. At 800-959-TAPS.
We got about 30 seconds. Can you tell us, Bonnie, about Good Grief Camp? Because that really interests me.
We've done these programs for 20 years where we bring in children who are grieving a loss and connect them one-on-one with a member of the military or a veteran who we've recruited and trained to be their buddy. And then we put them in their little age groups, teach them coping strategies, let them know that they are part of an American legacy of service and sacrifice, and we let them know that they're not alone in their loss. So it gives them a solid foundation on which to build, and kids become so committed to this program. We've had kids now this year at our National Good Grief Camp with 500 kids, that 28 of them opted to miss their own high school graduation in order to come to the TAPS Good Grief Camp because they said, this is our family that will have the rest of our lives.
That is so awesome. Bonnie, and again, people can donate by going to taps.org. Please support this organization, folks. Bonnie, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on Frontlines of Freedom, and thank you for your service to our nation. Through your service, your husband's service, and through TAPS, Bonnie, we really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be on.
Coming up next on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll review the movie of the month, Being George, with Diane Raver. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease. But do stay in the area.
Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots supports these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
Here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland on July 16th. Now, this is right after President Trump travels to the NATO summit in Brussels, Belgium, and to the United Kingdom. Retired four-star General Jack Keane told Fox Business what needs to be at the top of the agenda for the president.
I think the number one topic that will be addressed, which is also the one I think should be addressed, is Syria. And the reason is that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed there, 9 to 10 million people displaced from their homes, Maria, and it's a human catastrophe. The Obama administration walked away from it because they wouldn't assist the Syrian moderates when they had the upper hand.
Shocking new video was released of a police officer standing outside Stephen Paddock's hotel room at the Mandalay Bay last October as Paddock shot concertgoers. The police officer's actions and inactions are being reviewed by the Las Vegas Police Department. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great nation. They have been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. MDV is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, and in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of the Freedom's Choice and Home-Based brands in the commissaries. learn more, or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Now it's movie time on Front Lines of Freedom. Diane Raver, the founder of the Garden State Film Festival, is joining us, as usual, for a review of our movie of the month. For our new listeners, each month we post a movie link on our website. It's in the blog on frontlinesoffreedom.com. We ask all listeners to review it, enjoy it, and share your comments back with me by sending them to me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. So, welcome back for the next review, Diane.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here as always, Denny. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You had your annual film festival a couple of months ago, so you must be just goofing off now, bored. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I'm on to the next one. Thank you.
Okay, I sort of thought that. Okay, our movie of the month this month is Being George. Diane, give us a quick overview of the theme.
Well, of course, I'm from New Jersey, obviously, the Garden State, and this is the location for where Washington crossed the Delaware on Christmas night. And we do a reenactment here every year, and this film was done by the local PBS station about the reenactment and how serious those that partake in it really are. I was unaware prior to seeing the film that they all had to buy their own costumes, etc., and what a rivalry it becomes for whoever is going to be George Washington each year. So I hope that everyone enjoyed this one. I believe that it gave us something to think about that cold winter night when, you know, our country was being born, and that, you know, that those that get up every Christmas morning and put on the uniforms and perform for us are duly appreciated.
Yeah, this is a look into not only the history and the founding of our country, but also some current community activity and politics. It's a look at America today at the micro level, too.
Absolutely, the politics involved, because they seem to have to bow and scrape to the committee to make sure that they will indeed get the title of George Washington for the year. And doing it one year doesn't necessarily guarantee it for the next. That's the other thing that came out of it.
Yeah, but just the fact that a community is this focused and concerned and has good people on committees to make sure things are done right.
And funding.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. That's quite an insight, and I think it's a look at a mini America or Americana or whatever you want to call it.
Well, that's the beauty of it, is that Americana still exists in this country with all of the technology and all of that. Thousands of people in the state of New Jersey and Pennsylvania get up on Christmas morning to go and watch, and it's quite an amazing event, and I would highly recommend any of you that are in the tri-state area over here to put it on the calendar, because it's just wonderful.
Does Santa show up?
No, not there, because he would have been there the night before.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. But I couldn't fail to ask that one. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're discussing the movie of the month, Being George, that's George Washington, with Diane Raver from the Garden State Film Festival. So here are some listener comments. I don't think too many of them will shock you. One, how can something so educational be so fun?
I love that.
Yeah. I'd love to be a part of that. I would too. I knew George Washington crossed the Delaware. I didn't realize it was on Christmas. We need to keep learning about our history, don't we?
Yes, we do. And, you know, of course, being here near where it happened, it was drummed into us at an early age. But it is important to know our history and to know that our folks were cold and starving, and, you know, the Hessians were having a big dinner, and it was a wonderful time to ambush them. Bravo, George.
Yeah, strategically it was awesome, and he only got about a third of his force across the river and still beat them.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot more to it than this, but that's awesome. Going on, I have a much better understanding now of how war was conducted back then. That's a good thought.
Right.
Too much about local politics. Well, that's the Americana part, right?
Right. And the part that's the reality of our world today, too. I mean, especially on a local politician level, I mean, anything that requires some kind of government agency to approve it always seems to get a little political.
How can it not? I'm fond of saying polytics. Poly means many. Ticks are blood-sucking insects.
That's good, Danny. I like that.
And I teach political science, so
I knew that about you.
I had no idea that something like this existed anywhere. I'm sure he's talking about the reenactment.
I was aware they do it at Gettysburg and they do it at Valley Forge, and they of course they do the Civil War reenactments too, you know. But it is important, and I'm glad that we could shine a spotlight on this. And again, starting conversations, Denny, is really the purpose of this entire series.
Yes, it is. We want people to think and talk, not buy into something.
Right.
Because all these comments are appropriate, and whether you personally agree with them or not is beside the point. We as Americans are supposed to be thinking and sharing, and the fact that we disagree with each other is what makes America great.
Isn't that the truth?
That we tolerate and enjoy the differences. I mean, that's – I wish most of America would figure that out right now.
I'm with you, Danny.
Next one. I knew there were reenactors, but I had little insight into what they did and why.
Well, that brings up the thing about that was the beauty of the whole story was the passion that the reenactors have for the actual event. You know what I mean? Finding something in your life to bring passion to is really such a joyful experience.
It really is. And so good that you pour yourself into something positive like this, because there's other options too.
Well, let's not go there.
Yes. Two more comments. One, would like to have had more about George Washington. And he was shocked at the hostility that they spoke about in the community. Well, again, that's part of the local
part
politics.
Part of our life here, unfortunately.
It is, and it will happen everywhere, whether it's about a girls' soccer team or a parade on the 4th of July. Whatever it is, there are people who are going to like it and people that aren't.
Well, right, because someone's always jealous about someone else that gets to be...
You got to ride in the first car.
Parade
I was
queen,
only,
right,
I was only
exactly.
in the fourth car. You
know, exactly.
So, if that's our biggest problem, we're pretty healthy.
We're doing pretty well then.
Folks, we'll have another film next month. It will be posted on the Frontlines of Freedom website in the blog section on the 1st of July. I think you will enjoy it every bit as much, and I hope it starts conversations. As Diane was pointing out, our goal is to start conversations, not sell points. That's what America's about. Diane, thank you for being part
Denny,
of this.
Danny,
if
thank
I may, pulling this
to, yeah, may take this
disregard.
Opportunity yeah. from all of us at the Garden State Film Fest to wish a very happy 4th of July to all of your listeners. It's our greatest honor and pleasure to know them and to know you.
Diane, I'm so pleased that you're part of the Frontlines of Freedom team and we're able to do this together. Thank you for your efforts. Thank you for charging on with us. I look forward to next month.
God bless everybody.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You have reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. 50 pounds should do it. Do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Sergeant Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. We welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to us at Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Roland, what's the first comment?
Well, Skip, Janine from Oklahoma wrote that she keeps hearing of people from the political left threatening or at least publicly wishing death on our president and his family. She wants to know if this is illegal, and it certainly should be, shouldn't it?
Well, Janine, these people are clearly sick, and so are the people who in any way support them. And I do believe that threatening anyone, much less our president, is a crime. Maybe you should ask your congressperson.
And then, Skip, Mark from Texas is saying, the whining about children being separated from their families is stupid. No one wants to separate children from their parents, but when the parent commits a crime, that happens, even to U.S. citizens. And a great many of these children either came alone or with an adult who claimed to be a parent but was not.
Mark, I believe you are correct. A good, strong border wall and strict border enforcement will solve much of this problem. Again, talk with your congressperson to find out all about this. Well, the colonel's not here right now, so I'd like to take a moment and recognize something that made him very proud. Last weekend at the Michigan American Legion Convention, the colonel's son, Sergeant Dave Gillum of the Grand Rapids Police Department, was recognized as the Police Officer of the Year for the state of Michigan. I know the colonel is a proud pop, as well he should be. Now it's time for military history. What's first, Roland?
On 3 July 1775, George Washington rode out in front of the American troops gathered at Cambridge Commons in Massachusetts and drew his sword, formally taking command of the Continental Army. Washington, a prominent Virginia planter and veteran of the French and Indian War, had been appointed Commander-in-Chief by the Continental Congress 2 weeks before. And agreeing to serve the American colonies in their war for independence, he declined to accept payment for his services beyond reimbursement of future expenses.
On 2 July 1776, the Continental Congress passed a resolution saying that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states.
On 4 July 1776 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, which proclaimed the independence of a new United States of America from Great Britain and its king. The declaration came 442 days after the first shots of the American Revolution were fired at Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts, and marked an ideological expansion of the conflict that would eventually involve France's intervention on behalf of the Americans. The declaration was formally adopted by 12 colonies after minor revision. New York, the 13th colony, approved it on July 19th. On August 2nd, the declaration was signed. The American War for Independence would last for 5 years. Yet to come were the Patriot triumphs at Saratoga, the bitter winter at Valley Forge, the intervention of the French, and the final victory at Yorktown in 1781. In 1783, with the signing of the Treaty of Paris with Britain, the United States formally became a free and independent nation. It's our nation's birthday. We are far from perfect, but we're a great and free nation, and we need to keep it that way.
Amen to that, Roland. On 5 July 1950, during the Korean War near Sojong, South Korea, Private Kenneth Shadrick, a 19-year-old infantryman from Skin Fork, West Virginia, became the first American reported killed in the Korean War. Shadrick, a member of a bazooka squad, had just fired the weapon at a Soviet-made tank when he looked up to check his aim and was cut down by enemy machine gun fire.
Then on 6 July 1964, at Nam Dong, in the northern highlands of South Vietnam, an estimated 500-man Viet Cong battalion attacked an American Special Forces outpost. During a bitter battle, Captain Roger Donlin, commander of the Special Forces A-Team, rallied his troops, treated the wounded, and directed defenses, although he himself was wounded several times. After 5 hours of fighting, the Viet Cong withdrew. The battle resulted in an estimated 40 Viet Cong killed, 2 Americans, 1 Australian military advisor, and 57 South Vietnamese defenders who also lost their lives. At a White House ceremony on December 1964, President Lyndon Johnson presented Captain Donlin with the first Medal of Honor of the Vietnam War.
On 6 July 1976, at Annapolis, Maryland, the U.S. Naval Academy admitted women for the first time in its history with the induction of 81 female midshipmen. In May 1980, Elizabeth Ann Rowe became the first woman member of the class to graduate. 4 years later, Christine Holderide became the first female midshipman to graduate at the top of her class. The U.S. Naval Academy opened in Annapolis in October 1845 with 50 midshipmen students and 7 professors. Known as the Naval School until 1850, the curriculum included mathematics, navigation, gunnery, steam, chemistry, English, natural philosophy, and French. The Naval School officially became the U.S. Naval Academy in 1850, and a new curriculum went into effect requiring midshipmen to study at the Academy for 4 years and to train aboard ships each summer, the basic format that remains at the Academy to this day. And that's military history for today.
Now it's time for our Armed America Report.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Roland?
Women have been buying an increasing number of firearms in recent years, and that trend is starting to make itself felt against those who try to commit criminal acts. In Arizona, for example, a shopper was getting ready to get into her car and drive home. While she was attempting to close the door of her vehicle, a man armed with a hatchet approached her, demanded that she hand over her keys, and get out of the car. The woman drew a sidearm and told the man to back off. Instead, the assailant raised the hatchet. The shopper proceeded to shoot him, holding him at gunpoint until the police and medics arrived. The suspect was hospitalized, and charges were to be filed later.
Thanks, Roland. This is an interesting story. Presently, we are experiencing a rise in murder rates caused by edged weapons such as knives and hatchets. This is a worldwide phenomenon, with especially high murder rates occurring in Europe, namely England and Germany. Experts disagree on why murder rates are climbing, but there is no denying the trend. In fact, for the first time ever, the murder rate of London has now surpassed New York City. That is surprising to many because England has very strict gun ownership laws. In order to address this problem, England is passing a new set of laws that will further restrict the possession and sale of knives. Apparently, there is also an increase in the use of acid in street attacks, so more laws are being passed to counter that threat as well. For decades, the left has been arguing with gun owners on whether or not more gun laws are needed to prevent crime, and the left always points to Great Britain as the model they'd like to follow. They always say, "Look at the crime rate in England. It's 4 times lower than America." but then ask someone on the right and you'll get the opposite answer. That's the problem with statistics. They can be manipulated, and they are, depending on what outcome you'd like to achieve. I prefer to use logic instead of skewed numbers. For example, the woman in this story who was being attacked with a hatchet. What would she say if you told her she should give up her gun for the greater good? She would probably say something like, "Okay, fine, but can I shoot this one bad guy first before he chops me up into little tiny pieces?" For me, it's never been about the numbers. It's a question of mindset. Do you want to be a disarmed sheep, or do you want to be able to fight back with equal force if someone tries to kill you or someone else you love? I don't think the European model is working, but quite frankly, even if it did, I wouldn't want to follow it, simply because I'm a warrior, not a sheep. If the sheep of England would like to disarm, then more power to them. I'll just sit back and watch. But as for me and my house, we'll keep our guns, our self-reliance, and our military mindset. Frontlines of Freedom salutes this Arizona woman who fought back and refused to be a victim.
Our movie of the month for July is I'm Staying With My Boys, the story of World War II hero Sergeant John Bassalone. Please go to Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch the movie for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and we'd really appreciate receiving your input. Send it to denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com.
Our book giveaway this week is Mary Jennings Hegger's Shoot Like a Girl. To get in on the drawing, email denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com and put Shoot Like a Girl in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss leadership. Mike Garita's great book, Hal Moore on Leadership. This is about the late Lieutenant General Hal Moore. We'll also learn about WASP. That's not bugs, but the Women's Air Force Service pilots. The ladies who flew airplanes all over our nation during World War II. And then we'll look at the upcoming largest air show in the world, Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, well, you're in luck. All our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We would like to especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Sergeant Skip Coriel.
And I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby.
Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on Frontlines of Freedom. This coming Wednesday is Independence Day, the 4th of July. Please join the Frontlines of Freedom team in celebrating our wonderful nation.
Join us next week for military and venture information you won't get anywhere else on Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed.
As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash and its MDV division are committed to supporting our military heroes and celebrating our nation's history and heritage.
In many of the communities we serve, Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor 4th of July festivities. From parades to fireworks celebrations, we love building relationships in our local communities. Have a safe and happy 4th of July.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of tech today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is continuing to interview candidates in his search for the next Supreme Court nominee. The president interviewed four people yesterday, and we're hearing he may interview a couple more today before we head into the July 4th holiday. Earlier today, outside the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders spoke regarding President Trump's Supreme Court nominees.
He's going to has got a great list, and we're excited about who he's going to pick.
Will he make his Monday deadline?
He'll make the Monday deadline.
Skimming devices are becoming increasingly more and more popular at gas stations all across the United States as ways to scam unsuspecting customers. The only way to avoid a skimmer is to go inside the gas station and pay. Matt O'Neill is with the Secret Service. He explains what the fraudsters will do once they have your credit card information.
They'll take the stolen payment card number, and then they will re-encode a gift card or a credit card, and then they will use that to buy electronics, gift cards, stuff that they can fence.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
The latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out is EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A sixth-grade teacher from suburban D.C. harasses Scott Pruitt as he and a companion are finishing lunch on Monday at a restaurant a few blocks from EPA headquarters.
I would urge you to resign before your scandals push you out.
The 33-year-old woman telling Pruitt he is supporting Trump policies that are ruining the environment. The EPA chief thanked the woman for her input, then he and his lunch partner left. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In his first interview since winning the primary last week in Utah, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was asked where he sees the Democratic Party going in 2020 and if he'll support President Trump.
They're likely to nominate someone further from the mainstream of American thought. And in a setting like that, I think the president gets reelected.
But you're not yet willing to say that you'll vote for him.
I'm not willing to say who I'm going to support at this stage.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we approach the 4th of July tomorrow, we are at a low point regarding U.S. patriotism. For the first time in Gallup's 18-year history, asking adults if they were proud to be Americans, fewer than a majority of Americans said they are extremely proud. It was 47%. Another alarming thing that Gallup found was only 33% of millennials are proud to be Americans. The fine folks at Campus Reform went out and caught up with some millennials and asked them if they're proud to be an American.
No, not in the America we have right now. Yeah. No, I'm not proud. No.
Are you proud to be an American?
Definitely not.
No, I'm not proud of America. I'm not proud of what we've done.
Would you consider yourself proud to be an American?
I'm going to go with no, especially like recently.
At the end of the day, I guess I would say no.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm proud.
I think we need to stop thinking that we're the best nation on earth because that's just egotistical and it's not accurate.
Don't worry, Campus Reform did find some people who said they were proud to be an American.
Yeah, I would consider myself proud to be an American.
Right now, are you proud to be an American?
Yeah, definitely. I always have been.
I mean, I have the freedoms and possibilities to do
you know, basically whatever I want. I think it's a really great country.
I kind of wish we could, you know, get along a little bit more instead of becoming polarized on topics.
I think many people out there listening would agree with what the last guy said regarding civility. You can catch that entire video and the entire montage on campusreform.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Ever had in my life.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay two.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is continuing to interview candidates in his search for the next Supreme Court nominee. The president interviewed four people yesterday, and we're hearing he may interview a couple more today before we head into the July 4th holiday. Earlier today, outside the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders spoke regarding President Trump's Supreme Court nominees.
He's got a great list, and we're excited about who he's going to pick.
Will he make his Monday deadline?
He'll make the Monday deadline.
Skimming devices are becoming increasingly more and more popular at gas stations all across the United States as ways to scam unsuspecting customers. The only way to avoid a skimmer is to go inside the gas station and pay. Matt O'Neill is with the Secret Service. He explains what the fraudsters will do once they have your credit card information.
They'll take the stolen payment card number and then they will re-encode a gift card or a credit card, and then they will use that to buy electronics, gift cards, stuff that they can fence.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
The latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out is EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A sixth-grade teacher from suburban D.C. harasses Scott Pruitt as he and a companion are finishing lunch on Monday at a restaurant a few blocks from EPA headquarters.
I would urge you to resign before your scandals push you out.
The 33-year-old woman telling Pruitt he is supporting Trump policies that are ruining the environment. The EPA chief thanked the woman for her input, then he and his lunch partner left. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In his first interview since winning the primary last week in Utah, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was asked where he sees the Democratic Party going in 2020 and
ever had in my life.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Buzz Aldrin has filed a lawsuit against two of his children and a former business manager in an effort to retain control of his finances, business affairs, and legacy. The lawsuit alleges that Aldrin is in cognitive decline, but he thinks otherwise.
I'm feeling younger and more energetic, really, than I really have ever been in my life. There's less confusion and more clarity.
Aldrin also talks about how at one time he trusted his two children and former business manager.
I learned at West Point in the military and at NASA to trust people. I trust people too much. I'll admit that.
Aldrin did undergo a competency exam, which he passed with flying colors. The lawsuit also says that his son transferred $500,000 out of Aldrin's account into his son's personal account. Aldrin does say, though, family is still family.